Blog Talk Radio.
To the show and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline or however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Looks like I've got a huge audience today, and again, thank you guys for tuning in. All my phone lines are covered. All my phone lines are covered. So if you are trying to call into the show and can't get into the show, sorry, but you can go online and listen to the show live there as well. And again, those who are listening online on my show page, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set that up where you can follow the show on a daily basis. You'll get daily show notes, and anytime that I'm having an episode, you'll know about it. You can also follow the show on Facebook. You can follow the show on Facebook at The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show, search for that on Facebook. And you should find the show page there and go ahead and become friends of the show. And we're also on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Now, I sent out a message not long ago through Facebook, I believe, to certain friends about being a part of the bracket pool for the NCAA tournament. And I see some people have already gone in and joined the pool. If you haven't, go ahead and look for that maybe on your Facebook. Go ahead and look for that and join the pool. It's coming up this weekend. The teams are going to be selected this weekend. And then everything's going to open up for us to go ahead and, you know, plug our teams in to the brackets. Now, you know, like I told my wife, there's $1 billion at stake, right? I don't think that this has ever been done before as far as picking every game for the entire tournament. Now, in order to get $1 billion, you have to pick every game. Once the picks are made and everyone's in, the seeds are all in place, then you have to go in and say, okay, Butler's going to win this game. And, you know, New Mexico State is going to win this game. You have to fill it in all the way across to the Final Four and to the championship, and then you got to put in who's going to win the championship, okay? You have to clear all that. And if you get every game correct, which I don't think is impossible, but if you get every game correct, then $1 billion, okay? And, you know, you can't really fathom what $1 billion is, but it's a lot. Think about it like this. You know, your grandkids can eat, sleep, and drink off that money. Yeah, and I don't even have grandkids yet. But my grandkids can eat, sleep, and drink off $1 billion. After I take care of everybody throughout the years. Y'all with me? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay, guys, so today has been a nice day. It's windy out, you know. Other than that, it's pretty calm, and not calm, but it's pretty. What do you call it? It's not cold. It's not hot. Okay, it's pretty mild out. All right, so it's a nice night. You put on your sweatshirt or whatever, and go outside. Put your little, you know. I had a skull cap on just a little bit ago. I was outside because I'm getting ready to fry me some fish tonight. But, so put you on a sweatshirt and a little top hat and go ahead and hang out outside for a little while. We still got about an hour or maybe an hour and 15 minutes of sunlight left. So get out there in the sunlight. But, and you can take your phone outside and still listen to the show, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, guys, today's show is entitled, Why Do the Youngsters, or Why Do the Young Men Wear the Sagging Pants? Okay, why do the young men wear the sagging pants. Now, that's a lot of different variables to this, but I'm just going to snag in on a few, okay, on a couple, okay? Now, again, now before I get into this, if you want to come in on the show, go ahead and call in. Press number one so you can talk to me live on the show. If there's something you don't agree with me with, if there's something that you agree with me with, if there's something that you just want to say, call into the show and say it, okay? I'm not saying don't send me emails, send me show notes on my, don't send me notes through my show. But I get 1,000 emails a day. Of course I don't go through each and every one of them, but that's a lot, okay, for me. So I'd like for you guys to call into the show and talk if you want to talk, if you want to talk to me or say something to me or comment. Y'all with me? Why do the young men wear the sagging pants? Now, I don't know why they wear the sagging pants. That's what I want to know. I want to know why they wear the sagging pants. What happened through the years for young guys to start to not even wear belts with their pants, or may wear a belt, but don't even have it buckled, just have it hanging loose, okay? I don't know where the disconnect happened, but I got young people that listen to the show, and I have people that listen to the show, and I have middle-aged people that listen to the show, right? Now, a lot of the older middle-aged people can relate. We can relate because I'm with y'all, okay? So what I'm saying is, and all I can say, because this is my experience, I've experienced coming through the years of not having the sagging pants, okay? We had belts, and we wore our belts, and we buckled our belts, and we wore our shirts tucked inside our pants. Hey, that's the way it was, right? That's the way, when I was coming up, you couldn't go out of the house with your shirt outside of your pants. My mom didn't play that, okay? She always told me, hey, you're an extension of me. So if you're out there with your clothes hanging all off you and you're looking thrown away, that means that I've got you out there looking like that. And that's not the deal. So don't let me catch you with your shirt hanging out and looking thrown away. Okay? So that was nothing to me. That was nothing to us in our generation. But now it comes a time where you start to go through the years and, you go through high school and then you get into college and you come out of college and you start working for a living. Everything changes. Changes, it's different stages in life, right? So now comes along the guys in high school and coming out of high school and getting ready to go to college. And now these guys, they're wearing, not sagging pants. We used to call them baggy pants. All right, they were baggy pants. I don't know if you guys saw and I'm kind of dating myself here. I don't know if you guys ever saw a video with MC Hammer and him dancing in his video. Right, he had on these huge baggy pants. Well, there used to be baggy pants, right? And guys used to wear baggy pants, okay? Because, guys don't like these tight-fitting pants. They like they like to be loose, all right? Or at least I do. okay? And now they're making these tight jeans for guys, right? That's kind of shaky to me. So then all of a sudden the trend went from the baggy pants to the sagging pants, the pants that hang down, you know, middle of your butt or below. I call those sagging pants, right? And sometimes the guys, you know, have belts on with the sagging pants, but they don't use the belt. They may have it buckled, but it's maybe in that first hole where it's not doing a thing. If you didn't have pants on and just had a belt on, it'd be at your ankles, right? So the young guys now, they walking around just, you know, with the pants are sagging so much that they have to just hold them in their hand. You know, you see them walking around holding their pants in the front. Y'all with me? And you know, walking wide-legged because, hey, my pants, I don't want my pants to fall to my ankles, so I got to walk wide-legged to keep my pants from falling to my ankles. And I got to hold them up in the front right there to keep them from falling. Right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I see. So we're talking about why do the young men today wear the sagging pants? Now, I've heard some different stories about where this so-called fashion or fad or whatever came from. Now, what I've heard is it came from the prison system. Okay? And if you think about it, if you ever watch one of these prison movies, or one of the, not movies, but these prison shows like this used to be, you know, back in the day it used to be called Scared Straight. I think that was the absolute first show that went inside the prison and filmed these guys in real time, you know, doing their thing, right? It was called Scared Straight when they sent the kids in there to see what it was like. These bad kids, they sent them in there to see what it was like to be in prison, right? So now you get, if you'd have watched Scared Straight and see these guys in prison, you'd see those sagging pants. You know why? Because they don't give the prisoners belts. All right? They don't give them belts because some prisoners that commit suicide with those belts, they'll hang themselves in the cell. You know, that's happened before. That's what caused them not to get a prisoner's belt. Okay? The prisoners end up hanging themselves with their own belt. So they didn't give them, they stopped giving them belts. So now think about it. Think about it. These brothers, they're young guys, right? They go into prison. Okay? They go into prison. And these young guys, some of them are, you know, they're in their early 20s. So some of these guys are hard as rocks. You know, maybe they've been playing football. They got the big rock butts on them. You know what I'm saying? So you go in there and they give you these prison clothes. Hey, man, these don't fit me too good. These too tight. Give me a smaller pair. But you got, now you got your butt sticking out, and then you don't have a belt, and your pants are sagging. Some guys walk their big pants. But in prison, what I've heard is when you have your pants sagging like that, in prison, that's letting the other prisoners know, you ready for action. And I don't mean you giving the action either. I mean them giving the action to you. Y'all with me? That's what I was told the sagging pants meant or means in prison. That's where this fad came from. That's where this fashion came from, the sagging pants. And then now, and then all of a sudden you see all the rappers out there, you know, they on stage, they rapping, and you know, they holding their pants, and their pants, they got their pants in one hand and the mic in the other hand. And the pants, they turn around and they you know, they underwear showing because the pants are sagging. Y'all with me? And the youngsters see that because that's all the youngsters do now. Watch TV, watch videos, listen to music, play video games. Hey, when I was growing up, Jack, you know, we were at the rec center playing basketball, or we were out on the field playing football, or we even played a little baseball when I was growing up. Then in the summertime, we go to the rec center or the park, and we go swim at the public park. See, they don't have that anymore. You know, these county commissioners and these city councilmen. Yeah, I said it. These county commissioners and these city councilmen, they done virtually raped the recreation system. They've taken all the money from the recreation system. Used to have coaches and all this stuff that were there, had teams, and you could play on one of those coaches' teams. Okay? And so that was our thing to do. Go play basketball. Okay? Go play football. Go play baseball. Swim at the public park all summer. Those aren't there anymore. They dried up. Done for. So the kids don't have anything to do but sit home. Play video games, stay on the computer. They aren't outside. They aren't. They sitting in the house getting fat. And so they see these videos, and the videos are everywhere. You know? And then you say Facebook, you know, Lil Wayne or somebody got a new video out, check it out, and they put the link out there and everything. And then you watch the Lil Wayne video, and Lil Wayne on there, what? He got the sagging pants. He's... Oh, what are you saying? That's sexy? I don't think so. Yeah, you know, you're lucky. Lil Wayne lucky. Joe didn't just get out of prison at his concert and see him with his pants down. Joe thinking, hey, this dude been to prison. He know. He wants some action. Or Joe see you on the street and see your sagging pants. Joe think you want some action. Okay? What if Joe grab you and take you somewhere? Hey, you may not be able to get away from Joe. Joe might be a lot bigger than you. But that's what the sagging pants mean. I mean, think about it now. You might as well come out the house, no pants on. Don't even wear pants. If you're going to wear the sagging pants, show your underwear, hey, go ahead and show them. Don't even wear pants. Just come out with your underwear on and a shirt and shoes. Go on about your business. How you doing anyway, right? I'm just preaching to the young kids. You know, just trying to let everybody know. my opinion of the sagging pants. All right. Although my mom been dead and gone since 2005, still there. I'm looking at a picture of me right now with some swimming trunks on and a shirt, everything. And my shirt is tucked inside of my swimming trunks. I mean, that's how tough my mom was on me to wear my shirt inside. Tell me this, what looks better? You got on a nice three-piece suit and you're at a wedding reception. You take off your jacket for your three-piece suit and your shirt is hanging from under your vest. Your shirt's not tucked into your pants. It's hanging from under your vest. Now, everything else good. You got your tie on and your vest and you had your jacket on, your matching pants, everything else good. But you take your jacket off, get ready to dance at the reception, and your shirt hanging out. You think that with sagging pants is better than taking off your jacket, you got your shirt tucked in, you neat and you clean? What do you think's best? Don't even answer that. Don't even answer that. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I've had a blast. I don't know about you, but I've had a blast. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Same place, same time, 6:30 p.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Y'all take care of yourselves. I'll see you in about, 23 and a half hours. Bye.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me.